The Esopus Chamber Orchestra is a 25-member professional chamber orchestra based in the Hudson Valley. It was founded in 2009 on Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Quimby Theater at the SUNY Ulster on Stone Ridge campus. The Esopus Chamber Orchestra will perform their 2013 season inaugural concert. The concert will feature guest soloist Gary Kvistad. I always pronounce the... incorrectly, I think.
Gary Kvistad.
Kvistad, yes. Our good friend of Woodstock Chimes. And we also, so this morning, we welcome the music director of the Esopus Chamber Orchestra, and it is Nadej.
I was waiting for that.
Nadej Fufat.
That's correct.
Excellent. Nadej, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I am. I think it's wonderful what you do, obviously, and how you get this group together. How was it? How do you see it continuing to flourish and grow as an ensemble,
well,
as a group?
I think one of the unique things about our ensemble is it's really a hand-picked group of the finest players from the Hudson Valley. And I think one of the most unique things of our group, being in that 25-player size, is we get to perform music that you would not usually find or hear. For example, this Mio Percussion Concerto we're playing on Saturday with Gary. It's possible that it might be one of the only performances being done in the world this year. Our group is unique because every player considers themselves a soloist, and they have they're all absolutely crucial to the combination of sounds that we make and the actual experience for the audience.
So for 25 of you, that means 25 people playing their hearts out.
That's correct. Yeah, you can't. Nobody in the string section can sit back and say, I'm just going to be faking this one. Yeah, it's really. We have a few extra players coming in, and I always like to say to them, look, you know, every single thing you do contributes to our sound, and you know, we're in a beautiful, intimate, small venue, and you can almost touch the musicians. You're really close, and they can see everything you do. And I know that our players really enjoy that kind of responsibility, that kind of intimacy and approachability.
When you think of a chamber orchestra, is this typically the number of players you would have?
That's about right. Yeah, anywhere between 18 and 30.
I mean, it sounds like a great number.
It's fantastic. I mean, for example, in this program, we have two pieces that were written for 15 players. So we do come down to 15. Sometimes we go up to 28 or 29. It depends on the program. And I think that, you know, that goes into the programming element of, you know, what pieces we choose. And I was actually thinking about, you know, this is kind of like preparing a great meal. You know, you have great music, you have great musicians, and it's about sewing it together so that that experience for the audience is just one of a kind.
This particular concert on Saturday at 8 o'clock is just one in your season. You will have another concert in December and then March and in May, all at SUNY Ulster at the Quimby Theater and Stone Ridge campus. How do you see this? When you're looking for repertoire and you're looking for material to fill these four concerts, what are you looking for? Because you obviously know the group, you know what the strengths are.
Yes.
So you want to play to those.
Oh well, programming is the most important part of my job, I think, as a conductor. This program actually was created around the Mio Percussion Concerto. Gary approached me last season and said, well, you know, I'm interested in playing this. And I had just been working on this big historic Naxos recording of the Oresteia by Mio, which was, you know, had 180 people in Michigan. And so I took the Mio, and the Mio is a percussion concerto that's influenced by his Brazilian experiences. And the rest of the program are Spanish and Latin-influenced pieces. So it's romantic, it's lush, it's apart from the Mio, which is actually quite extravagantly loud and dramatic, everything else has a romantic, lush feeling.
give us a sense of the audience of Esopus coming out for this.
Well, we've got audience members that come from New York to Massachusetts. We're a young group, so we're still building our audience base.
How young?
Well, I mean, in terms of our age, we're just starting our fifth season. But in terms of the players,
That's what I meant. So you're 5 years in.
We're 5 years in.
You're still learning the ropes.
Well, I think the players are, from the finest conservatories, the finest professional groups. We share a couple players with Albany Symphony, in fact. It's really about the quality of that person on stage and how they interact with the other musicians. It's more like a theater troupe. Every person has an effect on everybody else on that stage. So for us, we make sure that our players can function as part of that wonderful group.
And the overall idea of bringing this type of music, and I think what's wonderful about it is that what we learn, certainly through Gary and others, is what music is still being created.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, in this particular program, we don't have any new composers, but we do every now and again. For example, our last May concert was four American composers that are all living Pulitzer Prize winners, and a piece by Schoenberg. I mean, I think we always try and keep it, I try and keep it interesting. The programs that we put on usually have, I'd say, three quarters of the program you'd never have heard before. Or you might have heard one recording.
Right.
In this instance, Gary and I were talking about the Mio, and, this is going to be, just from the rehearsals that we've had, this is going to be one of the seminal performances of this work.
And you like that. You like the fact that people haven't heard it yet.
I think the audience likes it. I mean, they go crazy for it.
Yeah.
So,
because we're so often told that audiences want the familiar.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, if it's presented really well, it's like going to a restaurant. Sure, you might want steak and chips, or you might want to try that gourmet meal you've never tried before.
Right.
So as long as it's done really well, and we do it well.
Do you see it growing at all? Or are you at a place that you're very happy with?
For our community, our beautiful community in the Hudson Valley, this size orchestra is perfect. Of course, we'd love to have more people involved, more board members, more audience members, more students.
More concerts?
Perhaps. But we're fitting a good place, and we want more students, more children to come.
Well, it is, it's an incredible orchestra, an incredible work that you're doing. The concert, the October concert is October 19th, and that's this Saturday at 8 o'clock. And as I mentioned, it takes place at SUNY Ulster on the Stone Ridge campus, and it's in the Quimby Theater. It's 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and we'll feature Gary Kvistad of Woodstock Chimes. Thank you so much, Nadezhda, for being here and for sharing with us. What a great pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You can find out more information by going to EsopusChamberOrchestra.com. Their season opener is Saturday at 8 o'clock. Again, EsopusChamberOrchestra.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.